Now, Eagles fans, Bob's Discount Furniture and the Philadelphia Eagles are giving you the chance to win 11 tickets to watch the Eagles take on New York. Visit www.mybobs.com/Eagles lineup to enter now. Contest ends September 29th. Get your entries in right now. This is Eagles 360. I'm Dave Spadaro, along with Chris McPherson and defensive coordinator Bill Davis, making some adjustments on Monday night, countering the Indianapolis Colts' power running game, turning the tables on that Indianapolis vaunted offense.
They went with their bigger personnel, so we knew we had to stop the run. The guys bowed up and did a great job with it. And then we had to get off the field on third down, and we pressured them and had nice tight coverage, and it worked out well for us. I mean, we knew when they went bigger people they were running, and they did a great job with a tackle over, and they ran for some yards that we didn't want them to run for, obviously. But it was a good fought game. That's a great team over there, and they had a great plan, and came down, and that's it. They just never quit. These guys never quit. I mean, we shot ourselves. I wonder how many penalties we had that kind of gave them first downs, and the guys just kept coming and coming and coming, and they never turned on each other. They never quit. And we know that if we just keep swinging, sooner or later, we'll land a punch. I mean, you think about it, they're going in for a score to go up 10 or 14, and all of a sudden that thing stays at 7, and our offense goes down, and, Malcolm was the key there. He did a great job anticipating the route and broke on it, and big play.
As good as the defense was in Monday night's win over the Colts, there's always room for improvement, and one facet would be in penalties. If you combine the defense and special teams performances, they accounted for a total of 9 penalties. Of course, being at that hostile Lucas Oil Stadium could have played a factor, but that's definitely one area they must get better at moving
forward. Yeah, and another area probably I think the coaches would look at it and say, you missed too many tackles on Monday night, but still a solid performance against a very, very potent Indianapolis Colts offense that will score a lot of points. Anytime you hold Andrew Luck to 5.1 yards per pass attempt, you've done a nice job. Good adjustments against the run, as Davis said. So Eagles defense making some good progress, and Malcolm Jenkins has made some great progress. The leader of the Eagles secondary, we're talking defense, in the Eagles locker room after that huge 30-27 victory.
I thought we flew around. I thought, we killed ourselves, especially in the first half, with some third down penalties, just being a little undisciplined. But the offense that we played was going to be explosive. They did a great job of scheming up some runs that we had a little issues with in big personnels. But, it was a battle going back and forth with a great offense. And the play, obviously, that we made late in the game put ourselves in a position to win. And that was big. So the 2 turnovers that we got really helped us fight our way back in this game.
It means a lot. This is great confidence. We just got to start strong and keep on finishing strong. And that's just what it is. We got to eliminate some penalties. I had penalties, and I was pretty upset about it. And I owe my team one. I owe my team. So owe my team for that penalty. And we just got to be mistake free. And we go out there. When stuff don't go right, we were hurting ourselves. We got to go out there and be mistake free.
I think they did some things in the first half that we didn't see on tape. And like I said, we had to came in the second half, made adjustments, and we figured it out.
So a fine performance all around for the Philadelphia Eagles on Monday night. Now we turn the page, and the Washington Redskins coming to town. The NFC East schedule begins on Sunday at Lincoln Financial Field. And when we return to Eagles 360, the head coach, Chip Kelly, sits and joins me in studio. Our exclusive one-on-one on the other side.